Hey everyone, Tim Stoddart here. Welcome to this week's video. Today, I want to give you clear proof and evidence that you can start a successful podcast. And when I say successful podcast, I mean a top 1% podcast. So I'm cheating a little bit this week because I'm reading from a resource, but these numbers are staggering. And if nothing else, I hope this gives you a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of just belief that you can do it. Okay. So this is on Reddit. It's R Podcasting. I was doing a little bit of research about the podcasting market in my recent newsletter for Copyblogger, and I stumbled upon this. So I'm really just going to read it out to you guys and then talk about the significance. All right. 90% of podcasts don't publish more than 3 episodes. I've seen a lot of posts on R Podcasts, on R Podcasting, that there are variations on this question. I've been podcasting for X number of months/years, and my listener numbers are still low. Should I stop? And this is a fine question to ask. It's always okay to quit during a hobby or side project if you're not enjoying it. Time is valuable and finite. Spend it however you'd like. That's not what this post is about. First off, I totally agree with this. The purpose of this podcast, or excuse me, of this video is not to convince you that you should start a podcast or you should continue with the podcast if you don't want to, or if it's not working out, or if it isn't in line with your goals. The objective of this video is simply to paint the picture and give you the information required to show you how viable of an option a podcast is. All right, so let's check this out. This is about reframing how you define success. Look at these statistics. 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. That's 1.8 million people who quit. Of the 200,000 left, 90% will quit after 20 episodes. That's another 180,000 gone. To be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world, you only need to publish 21 episodes of your podcast. Your competition is not the 2 million podcasts. It's the 20,000 podcasters who didn't quit. Just think about that for a second. Your show may be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world already simply because you kept going. Maybe you need to work on growing your audience numbers, and maybe you need to rejigger some creative or logistical features of your show to get there. Every creative endeavor is a work in progress. That's normal and necessary. But don't judge the success or failure of your podcast by one simple metric like weekly downloads. Okay, so let's just talk about this for a little bit. Podcasting is so powerful because of the relationship that your audience members build up with you. When you listen to someone's voice, it has a different emotional effect than if you read someone's writing. And this is somebody who loves to write. I would prefer to write every day. But I have a podcast and I continue to publish my podcast for that exact reason. When I get messages on LinkedIn or Twitter, it's almost always from people who say, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I really like what you guys are saying. There's just a different emotional connection there. And so if your podcast, so the Copyblogger Pod gets 30,000-ish downloads a month, usually about 31, 32,000. That is by far a top 1% podcast. Just the fact that it doesn't get millions of downloads a month shouldn't dissuade me or dissuade you from continuing to go forward with your episodes. The relationships you build with your podcast are so powerful. For instance, I've had Seth Godin on my show. He was like my hero. I had Johnny Naster on my show. Johnny Naster was a guy who was part of Copyblogger way back in the day. I used to listen to his podcast all the time when I was driving to my office like 10 years ago in Florida. I was able to reach out to him. He was another hero of mine. He came on my show. And because of our podcast interview that we did, we built a relationship. And now he's the CEO of Digital Commerce Partners, digitalcommerce.com. We own a business together. It's a $1 million company. It does well over 7 figures a year, all because of the podcast that I did. I was able to build a relationship with Ramit Sethi. He's one of, not just like a hero, but out of the people that I used to follow online and look up to their brands and really were inspired from them. He was one of the people that taught me the most about my life and skills that I was able to use with finance and money and investing to just improve my life. I was able to have him on the episode. That was amazing. Really, the whole journey of me buying Copyblogger, now that I think of it, started because I had Daryl Vesterfeld and Brian Gardner on my podcast. I have got to meet so many people, build so many relationships, and the value, both in terms of like intrinsic value, but also monetary value that I have gotten from my podcast is quite literally like 100x, probably more. But if I'm defining the value as the revenue that the podcast itself generated from either advertising or download numbers, I'm totally selling myself short. So I understand this is a little bit more like high level than typical marketing. I'm a marketing guy. I like data. I like linear causations. I like knowing that if I spend money here, I'm going to get money back here. And my podcast is not like that. My podcast is a relationship building machine more than anything. But secondary, it's still one of the top 1% podcasts in the world. And so I do get offers for advertising. I am able to sell my product like Copyblogger Academy. And I've even gotten a couple clients from my podcast. The power is there. If you have a podcast and you're getting 1,000 downloads a month, it's still worth doing. Just keep going. Keep freaking doing it. If you publish more than 20 episodes, all you have is competition between you and 20,000 other people as opposed to 2 million other people. So please, keep going with your podcast. I hope this video convinced you to do so. Subscribe, leave a comment, let me know how else I can help you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. All right, peace.